Hello, and thanks for listening to Land Grant Holy Land Uncut. My name is Thomas Costello. This is the podcast that shares with you the full audio from Buckeyes press conferences where we interview players and coaches. This episode features interviews following the Ohio State Buckeyes women's basketball team's win against the North Alabama Lions. After a second 100-plus point game in a row, forwards Cody McMahon and Rebecca Mikulashikova, along with head coach Kevin McGuff, discussed the victory. Mikulashikova discusses how strong the Lions played in the first quarter. McMahon discussed her growing confidence, scoring a new career high for the freshman. Also, adjustments they made against outstanding forward Skylar Gill and the Lions. And then her thoughts regarding the drama with the Las Vegas Invitational and its impact on women's basketball. Lastly, Coach McGuff gives an update on injuries to guards J.C. Sheldon and Emma Shoemate. Also, what adjustments the team needed to pull away from the Lions, and McMahon's strong night on the court. Make sure you check back throughout the season for more audio from games and practices, alongside full coverage of the 2022-23 season. Before we get to the players, if you haven't already, subscribe to Land Grant Holy Land on your favorite podcast platform. Not only will you hear current football news and coverage, but more from the women and men's basketball teams.
Congrats on the win today.
Thank
both
you.
Both of you both had a really great game today. Can you talk about how quickly North Alabama came out in the first quarter and just the challenges they gave the team?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously scouting them, we knew they were going to be, like, a really fast-paced team. And one of the things we really talked about and, like, you know, scouted was how fast they get the ball out, like, after a shot, so they could obviously break our press and stuff like that. So that's something that we had to adjust to coming into the game. And then, like, first seeing it right away and then obviously coming out at halftime and actually, like, really buckling down and having to adjust to it. So
they were also shooting the ball well. We knew, like, they will take a lot of threes, but they made a lot of shots and they had really high field goal percentage. So, yeah, they were doing great first quarter.
And also Skylar on North Alabama, she came out really strong in the first quarter. And how did you change how you attacked into the paint with her in there? Because it seemed like you made adjustments and came out being able to play against her better.
Honestly, props to her. Like, she's a bucket. She's a go-getter. Definitely coming out second half, we wanted to enforce green. So basically not a full trap, but kind of digging down on the post. So because, you know, she liked to back down a lot. So just digging down on that so she couldn't get those back downs and square up to the basket. So.
Yeah, we wanted to make it a team defense, not just one-on-one, so we all can help anyone who's guarding her.
Cody, okay, so for you, half the team is brand new to the Buckeyes. Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing to add to the success of the team from last year?
I mean, we all have important roles that we knew coming in, like, to this team, so it's just a matter of us understanding those roles and then going out and fulfilling them. So my role, you know, I know my role, just coming out, attacking to the basket, giving opportunities for our shooters to have a wide open three when the defenders crash down on me, just stuff like that. So honestly, just utilizing my role as I should be and stuff like that is definitely helping the team a lot. So.
And then this past summer, you won gold for Team USA. Mm-hmm. How has that experience helped you for this season?
It was great, honestly, playing against different players from the whole country. It was great to see a lot of different players and how the game is different from everywhere. And so just using that from playing, like, a different type of basketball to coming here and playing, like, what I know kind of helped me a lot skill-wise and just understanding the game a little bit better. So.
And then what is the bond like between the seven of you on the court and off the court?
The bond is really strong off the court, like, extremely strong, not with just the seven of us, like, with pretty much everyone. On the court, the same thing. We struggle a little bit with communication, but, you know, it's the top of the season, so we can only get better from here. Yeah.
Well, with the recent, like, Las Vegas tournament and the poor conditions there, there's been a lot of talk about wanting to, you know, get some improvements in the women's game. How did you guys kind of feel after seeing stuff like that?
You're talking about the
tournament
in the hotel, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, my opinion on it, I mean, because I know they've had men's games in those same areas, so not that I don't see an issue with it, but I don't know. It's not as bad as, like, the NCAA tournament where we had the dumbbells and the guys had the full weight room. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that bad because, I mean, the men at the end of the day are still getting treated the same because they also have tournaments held there too. So it's just not much we could say because their alternative would be, well, the men were in there too. So, yeah.
For those that are, you know, kind of show a lot of animosity towards the women's game, though, or anything like that. How would you respond to them in terms of, you know, how important it actually is to have, you know, equal conditions for you guys or stuff like that?
It's hard to get the point across to fans because they don't really understand, like, really behind the scenes of women's basketball and then men's. So to get the point across, not really sure, because they're very one-sided. They don't see another point. So, I mean, I'm not really sure how to, yeah.
Congrats on the win, Coach.
Thank you.
North Alabama came out really quick today. Can you kind of talk through that first quarter you saw?
Yeah, no, they're a good team. They really shoot the ball well, and you know, we weren't doing a really good job negotiating screens early on, and we were getting hung up and allowing them to get rhythm 3-point shots.
Yeah. And also, Skylar from North Alabama, she was outstanding today. She's an outstanding player. What did you think about her performance, and how did you kind of adjust? Because she had a really strong first quarter, and then you were able to play around her.
Yeah, no, like, I thought we were giving her way too much space to play in. We weren't shrinking the core. She was getting to dribble, backing people down without us helping. We weren't helping the, like, each other. So we talked about that, especially at halftime. I thought we did a way better job in the second half.
Just in general, what did you guys adjust to be able to pull away in the second quarter and then –
I mean, I think our pressure started to take a little bit of an effect. And, you know, sometimes even if they're getting shots, it's a little more tired or they're a little more rushed. And so I thought we kind of sped them up and kind of took them out of what they were trying to do. And then we were able to take some of the turnovers and missed shots and turn them into points on the other end.
Can you talk about Cody's game today? Because she's, after a couple of rough scoring games, she's been everywhere on the court, though, and playing strong. She's finally starting to see that those shots
She
hit.
Played really, really hard today, which she usually does. I thought today, like, mentally, she was a little more locked in. So I thought it was a big step for her. And just, like, even coming out of timeouts and stuff, just telling her little things, and her applying that to the game was a big step for her.
On a different note, 50% of the team is brand new to the Buckeyes. What are these Buckeyes bringing to the success of the team this year?
Well, I mean, I think we're still, like, early enough that we're trying to get them minutes to kind of see where they're at. And really, I'm hoping that over time we can even be a deeper team with so many new people.
And what do you think the biggest impact these new members are going to make on the team?
Probably depth. Like I said, basically based on our style, we're trying to play really fast on offense and press full court. I think the more people we can get in the rotation, the better we'll be through the course of the season.
And about Wednesday, do you have any update on JC and Emma's?
No, it's still day to day. So, you know, cautiously optimistic, but we'll have to see how the week goes. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.